They did that. That's what they're going to do.
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Authorities in Wisconsin about to hold a news conference to talk about the case of Jamie Kloss, a 13-year-old girl missing for almost 3 months, found alive after apparently escaping a captor. A suspect is in custody. Jamie disappeared on the same day her parents were killed in the family home about 70 miles from where the teen was found. Kirsten Kosinkis opened her door to Jamie, saying that she recognized her right away.
She looked thinner than her pictures. We offered her a beverage. We offered her something to eat. She said she didn't want anything to eat or drink.
She was on NBC's Today Show. Some 800,000 federal workers have missed their first paycheck since the partial government shutdown began 3 weeks ago. The shutdown, the result of a border security funding impasse between President Trump and congressional Democrats. The president tells Border Patrol agents during a visit to McAllen, Texas yesterday that he's 100% committed to the wall project.
We're going to get that barrier done. You know, we're doing a lot of it already, but you all know we need it. And without it, you can't do as good as you could do. Very simple.
Mr. Trump says changes are coming in the way the U.S. handles temporary H-1B visas.
Those visas allow American companies to bring high-tech and other skilled workers into the U.S. from abroad. The president tweets that those who hold the temporary H-1B visas can rest assured because changes are coming that will bring both simplicity and certainty to your stay. The president says those changes include a potential path to citizenship.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. An American military official says a U.S.-led coalition has started the process of withdrawing troops from Syria. Stocks in the red so far this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down about 101 points, the S&P off 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A court in Myanmar rejecting the appeal of two Reuters journalists convicted of violating the country's Official Secrets Act during their reporting on the country's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims.
Lawyers for the two Reuters journalists argued in their appeal that the men had not violated the law. They never got the chance to look at, let alone publish, documents they were handed by the police, and that testimony in court by one of the police officers involved in their arrest that they were set up should invalidate their conviction. The judge was unmoved, stating that the lawyers had provided insufficient evidence to show their innocence and that the 7-year prison sentence was reasonable.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head. Several countries, including Canada and Australia, are in talks with the UN Refugee Agency to accept a Saudi asylum seeker who fled alleged abuse at the hands of her family. News and analysis, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fiat Chrysler, the latest automaker, announcing a big airbag recall.
More than 1.6 million Jeeps, Dodges, and Chryslers, as well as Ram and Dodge pickups, are covered by this recall. Most of them are in the U.S. It's the same story as previous recalls. Takata front passenger airbag inflators can explode with too much force. If it happens, shrapnel explodes into drivers and passengers. At least 23 people have died from the problem worldwide. About 10 million inflators are being recalled this year. Already, Ford, Honda, and Toyota have issued recalls in this latest round. The most dangerous inflators are in the areas of the south along the Gulf of Mexico that have high humidity. Ed Donahue, Washington.
China has broadcast pictures taken by its rover and lander on the far side of the moon. Those pictures transmitted by a relay satellite to a control center in Beijing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Testing. Testing.